I heard the Lord actually gave me a vision for you, and what I saw were the apple trees in Washington State. And I saw one tree in particular that was a large tree that was filled with many large red apples that were seasonally ripe. And I heard the Lord say that you've planted and allowed your roots to go deep in the region where you are. And for a season of time, it would have been very dry. The Lord said that a season you almost uprooted and moved to another location. But I heard the Lord say that you're at the right place at the right time for what God wants to do. For the Lord says, surely there's an outpouring that I have reserved for you, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that there is a fruitfulness yet to be dispersed in the land. And the Lord would say that you shall see many fruitful things begin to transpire this year, says God. And the Lord would say that even as the season comes near, even this year, the Lord would say, and even as apples fall in the natural, the Lord would say that there's going to be supernatural apples of provision, apples of destiny, apples of relationship, and even apples of gathering, says the Lord. For the Lord would say that I'm going to gather two and three together of like heart and like vision that will be leaders in different locations. And the Lord would say that you're going to come together and work together and do things together and cause even each other's ministries flourish and blossom and bloom in this season, says the Lord. The Lord would say that even in terms of personal relationship, the Lord would say that even the years ago, you would have walked through a very difficult season. And the Lord would say that there would have been even strong words of accusation and even abuse that came toward you. But the Lord would say, tonight, I'm pulling out the fiery darts of that season, says the Lord. The Lord would say that every remnant of that season, the Lord would say that I am dispersing it tonight. And the Lord would say that you shall even rise up after this night as an eagle and spread your wings and catch the wind of my spirit in a new way. And the Lord would say you'll be soaring to new heights that you haven't seen yet. And the Lord would say, no, this is your year for fruitfulness. This is a year to even eat and see and taste that I am good, says the Lord. And Father, we loose that now in Jesus' name. Amen.